Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون.
And do not disgrace me on the day they are all resurrected.
يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون.
The day when there will not benefit anyone, wealth or children.
إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
But only one who comes to Allah with a sound heart.
Dear listeners, we have reached the 89th verse of this chapter. إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Except for him who comes to Allah with a pure heart. This is one other supplication of Prophet Abraham that we will address God willing in this episode. As you were with us, Prophet Abraham started supplicating to his Lord until he reached this part where he said, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ لَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. He is really worried about the state of being abased and blamed in hereafter. And he continues describing that day, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day whereon neither wealth nor sons will avail, except for him who comes to Allah with a pure heart. In this noble verse, we can see that this verse implies that the worldly arrangements are not effective in hereafter. As mentioned in the previous one, لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. So these worldly arrangements, they are not effective, except for the one who is having pure heart. So except for that, nothing is useful here. In other words, this exception is for the one who comes before Allah while he has a sound heart, قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And that is, it is sound from any kind of polytheism. It is sound from any kind of disbelief and pollution of sins. He has a pure spirit, pure heart. In a tradition from the Holy Prophet of Islam, we read that that kind of qalb salim, if you're looking for, is the kind of heart that is free from pollution of polytheism. So that's why the verse says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Those wealth and sons will not avail except for the one who comes to Allah with a pure heart.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, the only capital for salvation in hereafter is a pure heart. And pure heart, as we said, as the tradition said, the pure heart, the sound heart, is the heart in which there is no polytheism. The one who has sincere intention and pure faith, the one who does any righteous deeds without the desire for the other's intention, that is pure heart. A pure heart has no fruit save pure action. So this is the true meaning of purity. In other words, as man's pure heart and spirit is effective in his deeds have also a vast reflection in his heart and spirit. They both affect each other. They change it into the same quality, irrespective of being godly or satanic. So if you try to purify your heart in any aspect of your life, after some time that you train yourself, you will also get help from that kind of pure spirit. You will also get help from that pure heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. With pure heart, you will change the scope of your daily routines to hereafter. You will only look forward to doing the actions that are mentioned in the traditions and in the Holy Quran as righteous ones, as the ones bringing you closer to the state of mercy of the Lord. And if you want to be from the ones that are not abased on the day of hereafter, you must have pure heart. And this is the answer, this is the solution to all your worries from the day of hereafter. And this is what the Holy Quran explicitly says from the words of Prophet Abraham. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.